This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This week, the Open Championship plays at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland.
From the Republic of Ireland, Shane Lowry.
This is an Open Championship week edition of Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue.
Shane Lowry is an Open champion at Royal Portrush
on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of Harris and Meringue. You missing the first hour? You can download that The Fan podcast at 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with cultify. Because we're all in a cult, Danny.
We're all in a cult.
I used to think, so I usually only buy like Ford cars. I used to think I was part of a Ford cult.
Found on Road Dead.
Yeah, but I just, of course you're one of those guys.
What is it? Of course you're F'd over rebuilt Dodge.
Of course you're one of
I
those.
I drive a Fusion. Why? What do you mean?
What?
I drive a Ford Fusion.
Oh, like, okay.
I grew up in a Chevy family.
Okay.
I did.
I grew up in a Ford family, and I usually buy Fords, and I always felt like, oh, man, that's all I ever want to do is be in the Ford cult. I don't know. It's just because I know how they work. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're better than anything. What I think it is.
It's familiarity.
I also think Fords are built for my kind of price structure,
too. There
you
go. Well, it's not now.
No car is now.
I was looking at getting like a new Explorer, and I was like, yeah!
The wife and I, she needed a new car, hers, S the bed. We got a Hyundai Santa Fe, big roller.
You do seem like a Santa Fe kind of guy.
Well, I got three kids, man. I need them captain's chairs in there a third row.
Yeah.
Got to.
It's so funny when we get older, like,
bastards.
You're like, oh, I'll never do that. And then you find yourself like, yeah, I kind of need that.
She really wanted a minivan, so I'm glad we just got like an SUV-esque minivan.
I was a minivan family.
Yeah.
So we had the Chevy Astro vans.
Those are cool vans.
This is going to be horrible. My parents threw Krager SS rims and a massive sound system in. Like, so my dad's company, we had the Astro vans, the white ones, the panel vans that were for the company.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the service vehicles. But we also had one that was the drive around for everybody. And then my dad had his truck. But like this thing had like two 12-inch tube subwoofers and amps in the back. So we're, driving down the street. Again, my family was, we were white trash.
Pioneer bumping as a smoke on the pound.
Oh, dude.
Misty JB Warren G.
Doom, doom. Doom, doom. Down the street, man. You heard us coming blocks away. It was crazy. But, it was the most balled out Astro van you've ever seen. Like I said, it's some Krager SS rims, stereo, like the big, interior package, everything. Like, but you can get, those Astro vans, you can get down with. They were a comfy ride.
I'm mostly sad that I don't have the nicest car in the fam anymore.
Mm.
I had that.
Yeah.
It was so nice. It was like we'd go somewhere, and it's like, Well, let's take my car. My car's a nice car. And now we'll never take my car anywhere again. Oh, which is kind of cool because that means my kids won't be in my car as much.
Yeah,
anymore.
Keeps them out of it.
That I'm stoked about.
You know, this is believable. Fan text line. The Hyundai Santa Fe is known as the Korean G-Wagon.
I read that. Is that a good thing?
I mean, you know what a G-Wagon is, right?
Like a gangster wagon?
No.
What?
I mean, yes, but it's the Mercedes G-Wagon.
I don't know what a Mercedes G-Wagon is.
Okay, so I can never remember. It's called a G-Wagon.
This is probably why I drive a Ford, because I don't know what other cars are.
So it's called G-Wagon because it's short for something. I can never remember what the hell it is.
Gangsta wagon.
Galanda wagon.
Mercedes G-Wagon. They make a wagon?
You know this. As soon as you pull it up, you'll know exactly what it is.
Yeah, these are dope.
Yeah, they're like $300,000.
I want one of these.
But they're called a G-Wagon because they're the Galanda wagon.
Yeah, I feel like you see
instead of saying Galanda wagon, it's
the G-Wagon. I feel like you see these in
every
like
rap video.
Spy movies in the Middle East.
Yes. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, that is a Ford Fusion in the Middle East.
Really?
If you go to Dubai, this is the lowest class car you will see driven around.
So
it's insanity.
This peasant drives this in Dubai.
Yes, because you'll see, you know, one of one Lambos and Bentleys and stuff like true supercars everywhere. It is nuts. And then you will see G-Wagons are like the most prominent car on the road. It's an unfathomable amount of money in Dubai.
That's dope.
Yeah. Like if you go into every hotel parking lot and you see like where all the valet parked cars are,
mm-hmm.
you will see like in a 200 car park or parking lot, a third or more will be G-Wagons.
I don't think I would in a G-Wagon, but I'm worried about the Santa Fe because I might hit somebody with it. She's big.
Yeah.
She's big.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. My wife's half my size, and she drives the bigger vehicle. She wants the kid mobile.
Yeah, I mean, you drive around town. How many times do you look up and you see a woman driving like a little tiny woman driving like a Suburban? You're like,
That's true.
And
we did laugh about getting her an F-350 just for fun.
All of them say the same thing. I like being up higher. It's like,
I'll get you up higher, baby.
Well, not just that, but it's also, it's like, yeah, but you still can't see over the front of the car. Like, it's too big for you.
Yeah. And if you can't see over the car, you might hit somebody.
Yeah.
And then they die.
And you also see the rims on all those cars, and they're all beat to hell.
Yeah, that's true.
Your rims are not meant to detect the curb.
Fauja Singh, the world's oldest marathoner, he died at 114 years old.
Yo, 114 is wild,
114
dude.
Years old after being hit by a car in his Punjab village, known as the Turbaned Tornado. He rose to fame at 89 by smashing records at the London Marathon and inspiring runners worldwide. That's from the Associated Press.
Bro, running a marathon post-50? It's crazy.
Bro, running a marathon ever.
Oh, I know, but I mean like post 50, like just because the impact on your, you know, muscular skeletal and bone structure, it's like, that's a lot of pounding, man.
Just remember.
All right.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
No, I just get tired. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I was watching.
Pounding.
That's a good one.
The Rex.
It might not be clean because of me. Sorry, Russ.
I think it's clean.
There's a decent chance it's clean. I was watching the Welcome to Wrexham, and one of the guys in there basically said, like, he's in charge of like running the charity stuff, and he's like, if we don't reach the goal by this point in time, I'll run a marathon to help raise the rest of the money.
Okay.
And it kind of documents him going through like 38, I think, weeks of prep. And he's like, at some point in time, I think I'm going to get to where like I enjoy this. He never once does. He's like, no. Like, you know, most people, if they finish a marathon, they're like, no, I get this. I'm going to be a runner for life.
I did it.
Like, I'm not going to do a marathon again.
Accomplished something.
But this poor guy, he's just not an athlete. He's a big dude. He's like 6'7", 6'8". And this poor guy, he did the nipple covers and tape. Did not matter. There's just blood soaking through his shirt on his nipples.
He still was Andy from The Office.
Oh, dude, it was so bad. But he finished it, and he was like, I'm never running again. So for an 89-year-old dude to do that, and he kept doing it.
The Turbaned Tornado.
This guy, I mean, yeah, this guy's a G and a half.
I love that his turban is yellow, too. I feel like that helps him stand out.
Yeah, I mean, what's really crazy on the marathons, you see obviously the insane marathon runners, but like the people like that marathon in cosplay. You ever seen that? Like, you know, you see somebody run a marathon in a hot dog costume?
A full marathon?
Oh, yeah.
Not just like a 2K or something?
Yeah, no, like There are people that will go out there, and I'm just like
5K. I don't know.
Or there's the guy that does the Iron Man pushing his handicapped
kid.
Yeah,
I've seen that. That is wild.
He swims pulling his kid on a boat.
I know.
Dog.
I know.
What?
People are like, give it up for this kid who actually, you know, despite life giving him challenges and adversities, he's still doing an Iron Man. It's like the bro behind him. That guy needs the love.
I mean, his dad. And it's just like, and they've done a ton of them. And I'm like, my life goal is to complete one. And this guy is beating. How are you beating somebody while pulling somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these kind of stories, man, are crazy. And the really unfortunate side of this is that this man lived to be 114 and gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
To live that long, you deserve to go out a lot cooler.
Yeah. And usually they're like, you know, he got hit by a car and it punctured his lung, or, you know, he broke his hip and it bled out. I don't think you need to tell me what happened. I think at 114 years old, a car could breeze past you and you might die.
But that's what I mean. Like, you deserve to go out a lot cooler. It doesn't have to be death by snoo snoo, but like a lot cooler.
The mind is willing, but the body is fleshy, flaccid, squishy. Yeah, poor guy.
Right?
Poor guy.
Leading that life, you deserve to go out a lot cooler. Like Hitler, he deserved to go out the way that he went out.
On his own terms.
No, definitely not that. Not that. Sad, alone, and with a bullet in his head.
Dude, Fauja Singh has a Wikipedia page.
Well, yeah. You complete a marathon at 89 years old, people are going to talk about you.
He was born on April 1st of 1911, and it says claimed. They claim he was born this day.
But I mean, think about that. 1911, this guy lived through everything. This is a guy that was around when steam engine was still powering
things. That's true. He watched a man land on the moon, allegedly.
I can't fathom being somebody that was born then. Because we've never advanced more as a society than in that period of time. Being born then and seeing everything he has saw for the last 114 years.
Yeah.
That is just something. It's kind of one of those things, like, you ever, like, look out at night at the stars on a clear night and just kind of get lost in, like, the greatness, the fathoms of space?
Totally, all the time. I mean, I'm under the influence. But, yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Like, just trying to think about what this man has seen in his life or what he saw in his life. It's just crazy.
It makes me wonder what I will, because like halfway, let's see, 1911 to 1951, that guy has seen cars, planes, wars.
Two world wars.
The first one he's probably a little young for, but the second one he's there.
First world war, I mean, he's
1911.
I know, but I mean, he's there.
In India?
That's true, India.
Yeah. And I'm 40, so I'm not quite. Yeah, so in my 40 years, what do I got? I got the internet. I guess the internet's a pretty big one.
That's for us.
That old 9/11 thing. I guess that's a big thing.
But I mean, he saw Gandhi.
That's kind of dope. I'd like to see Gandhi.
You know what I mean, like, that's liberation of India.
The liberation of India. Yeah.
Like, that's pretty nuts, dude. Like.
He be in 2012. He was a torchbearer for the Olympic flame at the 2012 Olympics, which were in
2012 London, right? Yeah,
London. Well, I guess that makes sense because he lives there now.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
lived there.
And then he was 101 years old.
This is what you do when you are in India, I guess. Just stop hitting dudes with cars. Now, if you're in Florida. Why did the chicken cross the road?
No, boy.
We'll get to that next. Harrison Marang, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you got 5 years to serve 30 days in jail, how do you do that? How do you spread that out? We'll get to that in about 15 minutes. We got a little theme going here in vehiculars. My G-Wagon. The Korean G-Wagon.
Yeah.
Can I get like a bumper sticker of that?
Probably can.
Korean G-Wagon with just a bunch of white people in it.
I mean, that probably won't go over well, but...
In Florida, a woman who stopped at an intersection to, no joke, allow a chicken to cross the road. Okay? This woman stopped to let a chicken cross the road.
Are you a slam the brakes, swerve out of the way for the squirrel guy?
Usually if you slam the brakes, you're causing problems for all involved. Mm-hmm. So I am like...
Try to maneuver as best as you can.
Try to maneuver as best you can, yeah.
But if you hear the thud thud... Then the brakes.
I feel real sad.
I know. It sucks.
Yeah. I definitely do not try to hit creatures.
Yeah, no. Those people are weird.
Also, like, possums and raccoons are big.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I had a buddy run over a porcupine and ripped his tire up.
I believe it.
I was like, oh, damn, those quills are for real.
I saw a raccoon on the side of 14 the other day up in Washington. That sucker was huge. That sucker was half the size of my tire.
Yeah, I mean, they do well in the trash cans. Get real dark here. I had a girlfriend killed in North Dakota by a moose.
Jeez.
Split the car in half.
I feel bad that I just giggled.
I mean, you're fine, but like...
I got to know your levels of dark.
Dude. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, when I say this is about to get dark, it's
going
to...
This is like a dark 10, a dark 20, or a dark 30.
It's going to go dark, zero, dark 30, usually pretty quick. But yeah, so I try to avoid pretty much any and all of that. If you've ever driven through North Dakota or Montana at nighttime, you know it's a white knuckle experience, because deer, just the black-tailed deer, just jump out in the road like cats. They are everywhere.
Yeah.
And all the semi trucks that drive through that area have the massive grill guards. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They just plow through them.
I've been in Idaho and hit some deer.
Yeah.
And fortunately, like, I was in my buddy's truck who could withstand it.
Yeah.
Man. Hitting animals is crazy.
Oh, dude, I remember a few years back, road trip to Disneyland. But first on the way...
From here. Yeah.
Yes.
You're looking at, 18 hours, something like that, 20 hours.
First on the way down, I'm not one of those. I don't like to drive the same way down and back, so I like to make it kind of a loop, right? So the way down, we drove through Nevada, and we stayed in Reno. I'd never been to Reno before, and I guess, you know, whatever.
Now you know why.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Don't need to go back. But we left late that day because my wife got food poisoning. So we're driving down, I think it's 375 that goes, like, through Klamath Falls or whatever,
that
what have you.
Right.
It's like 3 a.m. It's dark as hell. It's a little tiny two-lane highway at this point. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely zero shoulder. So right at like the right hand, you know, the white lane, you've got 3 inches, and then it's about 3 to 4 foot tall grass.
Okay. Right?
3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hauling ass, tired as hell. And literally out of nowhere, a deer darts out in front of me. I missed hitting his ass end by probably 6 inches.
Mm-hmm. Pucker factor.
Terrifying. Terrifying. I tell you what, I woke right the heck up after that one, too.
I remember sitting in the back seat of my car driving through eastern Washington in a snowstorm, and a white owl drilled the front windshield of the car. That was terrifying. That was terrifying.
I skewered a bird with my antenna once.
Yeah.
It got caught on the antenna, like spun around and then fell off. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, and that's why windmills, that's why wind power is terrible, dude. Just kills all
the
animals.
Chops all those birds.
This woman stopped at an intersection to allow a chicken to cross the road.
Mm-hmm.
When another driver came up next to her, began honking at her, and then later passed her, running over the chicken. So now the chicken is dead.
Why did the chicken cross the road? It didn't.
It didn't. So she was upset.
Mm.
You know, I'd probably be in my car,
like,
and
come on, man, don't
shed
be
a tear and be like, dude, come on, man. Was that really worth it?
Call up the Roadkill Cafe.
She got out of the car and attacked the man and sprayed him with bear mace.
Can't do that.
And that put her in jail.
That's a felony, dog.
Also, bear mace? We don't just got people mace?
Well, I mean,
are there bears in Florida?
Well, no. You remember the whole thing about the man or the bear?
Are we taking it that seriously?
I mean, feels like she did.
We going that far?
Feels like she did.
I'd probably trust a bear in the woods over a man anyway.
You would.
I would.
Hmm.
Bears want nothing to do with you, man.
Oh, until they do.
Well,
until they do.
Until you give them a reason to.
Yeah, if by reason you mean you look like a snack, sure.
Well, bears aren't always like that.
Black bears, they run away. Grizzly bears do not.
Yeah, but black bears scare me more.
They're the one more inquisitive ones. They're the ones that'll come into your camp and just start rooting through stuff like big old trash pandas.
Yeah, we'll have like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches together.
I'll
make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for a black bear. I would.
I would not recommend doing that.
I would. Toss him one. Be like, there you go, buddy.
Mm.
I'll go away.
And next thing you know, he's going to be eating your peanut butter and jelly.
What else you got in that picnic basket?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ah, that's my hand. Ah, those are my... Ooh, that tickles.
Yeah. Yeah, they may want to run away.
Tickles my toes.
But I don't think the ranger's going to like this, Yogi.
He's licking my toes. Ooh, yeah. Now I don't feel nothing.
But yeah, like... Number one, what a D-bag to go just run over the bird.
They began fighting over the door. Cynthia, this woman, Cynthia Sosa.
She's definitely a candidate for mugshotties.
She's got a mugshotty to her. I thought you would say that.
Yeah.
They began fighting over the door. Cynthia wanted to, quote, teach her a lesson. Oh, the other person's a woman, so this is a woman-on-woman crime. So she pulled out her bear mace and sprayed it into the vehicle, spraying the victim directly in the face while she was seated inside. She fled the scene, but was eventually pulled over by police and taken into custody. Well, there you go. You can't run.
Yeah. Not only that, like, I've been tear gassed and maced. It is not fun. I have never been hit with bear mace, which is stronger and it's a heavier liquid.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Your every hole in your face just starts leaking. You can't see. You can't breathe. It's not fun.
I've never been hit with mace before. I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I've needed to be hit in the face with mace. Do they do that in the military? Do they like make you take it?
So everybody
take this little bitch.
Yeah. No. So in basic training across all branches, you get tear gassed. So you go into a room with a gas mask on. And then one by one, they pop the mask off you, and they make you breathe it in until it sucks.
That's terrible.
For some people, it's real fast. For some people, it's a little bit longer. And for some people who take their bare hands and rub their balls afterwards, it's really bad. So the way tear gas works...
What's wrong with you people?
There's crystals in it, and that's how it penetrates your skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy gets out of there, and, you know, it's a bajillion degrees, and he did the reach down and like readjust.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
It was all over his hands. 30 seconds later, this guy's on the floor, crippled up, screaming.
The other day, it was about taking a poo at four degrees outside, yeah. And this is the sweat dead of the summer, and rubbing tear gas
particles all over your junk.
Hey, according to Adam Carolla, we got bubblers in this town you can wash junk with.
There's no amount of water that relieves that. There's no amount of Gold Bond that relieves that.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine if you sat in cold water,
it might feel
a little better.
Would it? I mean, now you're dealing with the...
I don't think it's going to feel worse. Yeah.
That's a particular pain I have not experienced, so I don't know. But yeah, that sounds pretty miserable. Like, I would probably opt for the Gold Bond. Probably don't. So Air Force Basic Training is at Lackland Air Force Base. They call it putting Gold Bond on your balls. They call it the Lackland BJ because it feels like 1,000 tiny fingers.
Oh, man. What is wrong with you people?
Well, we're 8 weeks of just straight dude. So
that is wild.
It is. I remember there was a female flight that was in the same squadron as us that was on the back side of the building. We'd see him once every couple of weeks, and it was like that scene in Eurotrip. Girls? And just like,
are these girls?
Like zombie, just like, And it did not matter if it was the most attractive or the least attractive woman you'd ever seen in your life. The fact is you had not seen a woman in weeks was like, And of course, nobody looks good in basic training because you're all wearing, you know, either PT gear or your uniforms.
You got the same haircut, the same clothes, the same boots.
But you knew.
Lemmings, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Lemmings.
Yeah. That's marching in order off a cliff, basically. Yeah. That's how it goes. Anybody who's ever been in the Air Force, you'll know what I'm talking about.
They know. All right. You got 30 days. You got 30 days of jail to spread out for 5 years. You just do it all once. You split it up once a week. Maybe I'm good this month. We'll get to that next. But there's the big kahuna over there. He's got sports for you.
You ever had a big kahuna burger?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
You can't sit with us!
Coming up in hour number three, we'll jump back into the Damian Lillard conversation. I want to kind of bring it back to perspective. We got a lot of people kind of that have said this. I know the guys this morning talked about it. A lot of people kind of asking, well, this is awesome and everything, and but what's it actually do for the team? So we'll get into some of that at the 2 o'clock hour, as we will have plenty of time to talk about how Damian Lillard fits into the future of the Portland Trailblazers. As let's all remember, Dame's not playing this year, and we'll have these same conversations in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll
look,
tease.
The basketball stuff, we'll get to eventually.
We'll get to it.
We have plenty of time over the next couple months.
And we'll talk a little bit about it in the 2 o'clock hour, like I said. So stick with that. Kind of staying in our little theme here of having fun with our car day today. Rashee Rice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He sentenced 30 days of jail time, 5 years probation for his role in a car crash last year in Vegas. Is that where it was?
I mean, it was on video.
Dallas.
And he walked away from it.
In Dallas.
Yeah, and caused like a 6-car pileup at like 100 miles an hour. It was
that ain't good, dude.
No. Real quick. Maybe this is me being petty as a Raiders fan, but the Raiders, with the exception
easy
again,
easy Rod, easy Rod.
I was gonna say, Henry Ruggs,
easy Rod.
Yeah, dog, you messed up bad. Why do the Chiefs keep getting to employ absolute dirtbags that have record after record after record in the police custody, and everybody brushes it aside?
Because
why?
Because you have the clean Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce.
They are.
It's why you can have Tim Tebow on a team and Aaron Hernandez on a team.
That's fair. Because it's like, Urban Meyer and Percy Harvin.
Look up here. Good guys.
Because that is a team full of dirtbags.
Yeah.
Like, horrendously heinous people.
I mean, professional sports athletes tend to be nobodies or dirtbags.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Very rarely you get somebody that's awesome in the community. I'm talking about Dame.
Yeah.
Every community
those
has,
are the exceptions.
Every community has a Dame type person. But you're either kind of a nobody that just walks through life and plays sports, mm-hmm. or you got some baggage.
Yeah. And the Chiefs.
And I would argue most people live that life non-athletes.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, this is one of those things where when I run into somebody in the street or in a game or wherever, and they ask me about, you know, doing this for a living, I love it. If there's one thing I could change, it is not knowing some of the people that I used to really like and really respect across sports, not just in basketball, not knowing that they're complete POSs.
Never meet your heroes, kids.
Because so many of them are absolute scumbags. And it's like, and you know, there's been people who are like, oh, this guy is so great. And I'm like, no, he's not. Yeah. I don't tell them that. But like in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, if you only knew how heinous of a human being that person actually is.
Yeah, it's tough.
It sucks. Yeah. That's the thing. It sucks.
And I think, you know, that's where sports and real life kind of come to a crosshead, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Because, look, there's somebody out there right now that is going to do what Rashee Rice did. And they're going to cause a 6-car pileup. Hopefully nobody gets hurt, you know.
I mean, Ruggs killed somebody.
Ruggs killed somebody. That's different. But somebody out there who's not a wide receiver in the NFL or even college or even, you know, at a D2 school is going to cause some situation like this. And they might go to jail for 30 days right off the bat. But as a professional athlete, you get a little bit of luck. You kind of play a card advanced. You know, you get the 20-foot head start. Or you get 20 meters head start and 100-meter dash. It's just America. You know, I don't like it. I don't root for it. I'm not happy about it. But that's sometimes just kind of the cards that are dealt for you. So most of these situations we see with professional athletes happen every day. They're just not put on a spike.
Yeah. And then, of course, they get some preferential treatment.
Except me. I'm perfect. Me and Rust, we're perfect.
I'm not.
You are not. We already knew that.
No, I am perfect.
No. Appreciate you admitting, though, Danny. That's the first step, dude.
Dude, I got arrested for a felony. Trust me.
First step to failure is trying.
Yeah, no. It's always, you know, I got some buddies. It'll come up occasionally because I was in charge of anti-terrorism force protection and on a military installation for the enlisted side. And I got arrested for felony terrorizing. The irony there was a little too on the nose.
Look, man, I don't want any law enforcement person ever using the words felony and terror in the same words around me.
Yeah, trust me. 6 months and $30,000 later, it was not fun.
Dude, you got to knock that off, man.
Right? Yeah. I mean, all the charges were dropped and record sealed and expunged and all that kind of stuff, but it cost me a lot.
Yeah.
Not fun.
How about money?
But the whole, let me tell you, I didn't have money in an enlisted member either. That hurt.
I don't got money.
That was not fun.
I work in radio. I don't make money.
I was paying that lawyer back for a while. I think at that time, I think I was making $36,000 a year in the military. Yeah. That was not fun.
Yeah. We don't work in radio for the money. We work here for the fun. For you listeners out there.
Rasheed Rice, it's like, you. The fact that he got out of this with just like having to go serve, like over. Basically what you do is you go serve a week. Or if you're over 5 years, you go serve a day a month.
Yeah.
You go in, like, you go check in on Friday night, you check out Saturday night. Or you go check in Saturday night, check out Sunday night. Like, over 5 years, 30 days is nothing.
Do you have to go to Dallas to do it?
They probably will allow him to do it somewhere else. They will probably let him do it somewhere else. I don't think they're going to make him. I mean, maybe they do.
What would you do?
I would do like one day a month kind of a deal.
I think I would do 15 days right off the bat.
You don't want that.
In a county jail?
Brother, I spent 3 nights in a county jail in a holding cell.
I spent one night in a county jail.
Shout out
Clark County, Washington.
Yeah, I spent an overnight. I don't want to go back there.
I spent 3 nights.
I was there 8 hours or so, maybe?
A week.
I was in a holding cell.
Yes, I am. I don't want to be there again.
I was in a holding cell with a serial killer.
Hey, that's dope.
I did not sleep.
I was in a cell with a dude. He had the word murder tattooed on his hand.
That's cool.
Yeah, no.
Look, don't you guys poo-poo what I think is cool.
No, you do not want to spend 15 days.
You don't
straight.
Know that.
Brother, I would pay money to put you in a reality show and watch you spend 15 days in county.
No,
the only
I don't
thing
want
I had
to. You
going
know.
For
dude,
me.
Feel these hands. Yeah, we talked about this. Yesterday. I am a softy.
Buddy. You want to talk about tattoos? They would tattoo fresh meat on your forehead.
About also, like, what am I getting a cappuccino?
The
like,
only thing that I had going for me was that I had freshly shaved my head and my face, and I had a kick-ass, like, biker handlebar mustache going on.
They were like, oh, bro.
That was it. If I had gone in looking like I normally do, they'd be like, oh, what's the fresh meat over there?
Yeah, where is that fresh meat? They looking right at you. You're like, yeah, I didn't see him either. Where is he?
Where'd he go?
I thought he was right over there with you guys. You guys rough him up yet? I was going to get my licks in, but I did.
Start calling you fish because you got a pretty mouth.
Yeah, a little birdie mouth.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're Rasheed Rice and you're Kansas City, like, what if you get into a cool spot where, like, everybody in jail are, like, Chiefs fans? They're like, what's up, dude?
Now that you have to send him to Dallas so he has to deal with Cowboys fans. Now that I'm thinking about it, yes. Yes. 2 weeks straight in Dallas.
I do think, though, if the NFL does suspend him, which
they will.
They will. If they suspend him for one game, that week he should spend in jail.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the NFL.
Scared straight.
If I'm the NFL, I'd probably suspend him for four.
4 games?
Yeah.
How about you're suspended until your 30 days are served?
Ooh.
I like
could
where you do that?
Yeah.
Because then I think he's doing 15 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a week off, and then 15 in a row, and you're back by week six.
I mean, hell, just go, I'd be like, hey, I'm not going to be at training camp. I'm just going to go work out on the yard. Just go do it now. Just go do a month now.
Yeah, just go do a month now. Let's see. Come on. Where are
That's we? What I do. Unless they're going to make the suspension count, and then you go just do it in that period. Just go serve it, like, the first 4 weeks.
That's what it should be. If you have to do jail time and you get suspended from your job, I mean, most of us just get fired. If you get suspended from your job, you should have to do it during then. Okay, so you are in jail for the Chargers, the Eagles. Ooh, yikes. Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens. That's your first four. You'll be back for Jacksonville, Detroit, Vegas, the Commies, the Bills, and then a week 10. Bye.
Tough start, but
I think this is how punishment should be from now on.
It should hurt.
It should hurt.
The whole point.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what's the point of it?
It should hurt.
Should hurt.
Otherwise, yeah. Otherwise, you get a bad reputation of just letting guys off for doing things.
I mean, again, that doesn't always go to the military thing, but it's what I know. Like, there's a lot of times when I could have gotten written up and gotten my Article 15, you know, little non-judicial punishment, but instead we went to wall-to-wall counseling, and it physically hurt, and I stopped doing that dumb thing. I would find something else dumb to do. But you go in the closet and get your ass kicked a few times, and yeah.
That's what Oakmont wants to do with Wyndham Clark, because they know he doesn't want to, like, go to anger management classes.
They're making it suck on purpose.
Boy, that's what we
should
do.
Look, I had a lieutenant that crossed over from Army to Navy. They called going green to blue. He was an Army enlisted guy, became an Air Force officer. Shout out Lieutenant Goodman. He kicked my ass a couple times. Like, he's an old, crusty Army enlisted interrogator, man. He mustache like yours, but not to downplay your mustache, because you got a glorious mustache.
Thank you, Fred.
He had the Sam Elliott, where it was like the thickness off of his lip.
I can't get it.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's not, I can't either. Mine's not very, like, it's thick, wide.
I want it
it's
badly, not, but I can't get
it. But it doesn't come off the face as far. He had one of those.
Catalonian beef ragu.
Yeah, just one of those. Just, But always had his coffee mug. Mm-hmm. Always. Even when he was kicking my ass.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable mug control.
I'm here to kick your ass and drink some coffee. Uh-huh.
We're all just grist for the mill. Mm-hmm.
Looks and he was, like a mall
and he was
out
the
of
kind
coffee.
Of guy that had the cigarette from his lip. Never like took it off his lip. Just lit it, put it there, talked to you, just bounce on your face the whole time. And it's just like, love that guy though.
Open Seggy coming up next. Harris Meringue, 1080 The Fan. I finally got baseball on the tube. Well, I was watching the Open Championship in Northern Ireland. That was not an Irish accent, not a British.
What do we got going on?
That was just
there,
a me messing around. That was me trying to sound hoity-toity. Don't pull that.
It's not appropriation.
Nope, not doing anything. I was just trying to sound hoity-toity. That's it.
Look, I mean,
Trying to sound like on a mountain thinking golf's the greatest thing ever.
Look, I did full appropriation. I don't think I've ever mentioned this on air. I know I've told Dusty before. When I was in the Air Force, I got to a duty station. I just PCS'd. I had a month off before I had to start duty because I took a bunch of leave because I just was so tired. And I had accrued so much leave that I hadn't taken.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, well, I'm getting there. I'm taking a month off. And I had some buddies that were already there. And they're like, hey, man, we're going to go down to Sorority Row at the college. You want to come down? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? So I go down there. And like 5 minutes before we get there, one of my buddies is like, hey, you know, you can play this off however you want to. Because at this point in time, because I'd taken a bunch of time off and I knew I was going to, I hadn't shaved. So I had a full beard. My hair was a little bit longer, way out of regs. And so I could get away with not being military.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what are you thinking? He's like, exchange student? I'm like, okay, where from? He's like, can you do any accents? I'm like, I don't know.
Everyone has a bad Australian accent.
So I didn't
like,
go
even
down
the Aussies path. Have a bad Australian accent, so I went, right? That's the one you go with, right?
That's not a knife.
Yeah.
This is a knife.
So I watch Bluey.
Yeah.
I love Bluey.
Australian for beer. Yeah.
The dingo ate your baby. Yeah.
Full on. Which the line from Tropic Thunder. No, don't joke about that. It's a tragedy in our nation. Yeah, what the hell was that? I can't remember. I need to watch that again. But I became Irish exchange student Danny O'Connell.
Danny O'Connell.
Yep. And so, oh, yeah. Oh, look, I this is without knowing my Irish heritage at the time. That kind of proves poignant going down that path. So we went into sorority house and we're partying, having a good time. And the whole, like, this went on for literal weeks. And I want to say about the third week of, like, going down there, like, you know, Friday, Saturday night, stuff like that. I was pretty slammered.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped doing the accent. I was like, hey, grab me another whatever. And it was like a record scratch. All these sorority girls thought they had this, you know, Irish exchange.
This fun Irish man?
Yeah. Because I mean, look,
did you just forget or did you get drunk?
Oh, no, I was hammered. Totally forgot. Because I went from, oh, yeah, no, my name's Dan O'Brien. You know, I'm from Ireland as an exchange student.
And then it just turns off.
But I was keeping it going and going and going, but I just got so drunk that I just stopped.
My wife sometimes talks like she's from North Dakota or Minnesota.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, she's not at all. She's from here.
No, yeah. See, my wife, she grew up some in North Dakota and Minnesota.
That would make sense.
Yes, you'll hear it pop out in her every now and then. I remember one time early on in our marriage, too, I think before we were married, she had her cousin on the phone who at that point lived in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. It's about, what, 45 minutes from Fargo, I want to say.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. And she did not believe me that when I was talking to her on the phone, she pulled out the thing, she said something, and then ended it with, don't you know?
Don't you know?
She's like, no, she did not. I'm like, why would I lie about that?
What's really too bad is my mother grew up in Georgia and apparently had the accent. And I've never heard
it's one of my favorite accents.
It makes me so sad. I've never heard it.
I showed you one of the TikTok influencer chicks with that southern drawl. Buddy, when I was down there, that I was like catnip for me.
Oh, is that down there in a Carolingus country?
Oh, yeah.
Some girl says, hello, and Danny just rolls around.
Oh, dude, yeah, just
rub my belly.
Uh-huh. I look, man, when I was stationed down there, I was at Fort Benning in Georgia.
Thank God the YouTube folks could see that one.
Bro, this absolute smoke show is out one night. I just went up, you know, a little liquid courage, started talking to her, and she... Oh, just bless your heart. And I was like, just a puddle. Just, I was complete smoke show that I just completely lost it over. But there are some accents in this world. You could be the most attractive woman on the face of the planet. I do not care. It sounds like you're chewing on words. I'm just like, there's something about
it. You got marbles in your mouth?
Yeah, exactly. It's like peanut butter stuck to the roof
sounds
of your
like
mouth.
You got a mouthful of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a mouthful of peanut butter.
It's, yeah.
Sounds like you got a mouthful of peanut butter, bro.
There's some, like some Hackney or Cackney. I can't remember whatever it is. Like Southern England has
Hackney.
Got.
Cockney.
Yeah,
or yes, I'm sorry. Cockney. Cockney. Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah. My bad.
I can never remember. God, I can't remember the city. It's a really uptight, hoity-toity, like rich city now, and on the coast of southern England. It's like the Jersey Shore of England,
like just, Brighton or something like that.
It's not Brighton. I mean, well, Brighton's down there, but Brighton's a little less economically inclined. We'll go down that path.
They broke.
Yeah,
just say they broke.
Yeah, it's not quite as
Galveston, Texas, that dirty ass water.
Yeah, it's that kind of situation, 100%. But like. I was stationed in England at Mildenhall, and I went down there one time, and like, just this complete bombshell out on the beach, and I was like, whew, good Lord, you know, and a couple of my buddies were talking, a couple of her friends, and the second she started talking, there isn't a blue pill on this planet that would have gotten me going at that point in time. It was so bad. It was like... And the funny thing is, they think we have an accent, and they loved how we sounded. Yeah. And I'm just like, that feeling that you're getting from us, it's complete opposite here. Like this is not working. There is not a level of attractive that you can overcome that sound.
I'm gonna go ahead and have to disagree with you.
Okay,
on that.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think beauty is still beauty. And if you sound crazy, then
it's one of those things where it's just like shh.
Eventually, I started to understand Jamie Carragher. I can understand him now.
Yeah.
When he was a player, I could not understand anything he said.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that.
Now he's on TV. He's all clean.
He's had to, you know, learn how to talk like a human.
Well, maybe they need to learn how to talk like a human. You didn't speak American. Last time I checked, this America.
I don't remember if I've brought this up on the show or off the air before, but there is a. I'm a little bit of a History Channel nerd, and I like watching some of those ancient alien shows and The Curse of Oak Island and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The History Channel.
Yes. Yeah. And so there's The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. Have you guys heard that one? Okay. So there's a guy on there. I know.
Skinwalker
Ranch.
It's not Van Nuys.
Big joint in Utah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but Skinwalker sounds really dirty to me.
Oh, no, for sure.
But yeah, so they're trying to... It's a place known for like supernatural or unexplained phenomenon, right? But anyway, so one of the lead guys on this show, his name's Travis something, and he is incredibly smart. He's an astrophysicist. He's got like 4 PhDs. But with his southern accent, he just sounds like one of those dumbest MFers that you've ever heard in your life. So it's hard to hear a guy talk like that.
Talk about some nuclear physics.
And believe that he is heavy in on the learning stuff.
Yeah. No, it's like Dolph Lundgren. He's got like a PhD in chemical engineering.
You clearly have got 0.23 liters of too much fuel in that damn rocket. That ain't going to fly if you do that.
Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn down at NASA is always a little surprising. You know what's not surprising at NASA? What? A little Einwein shine. Yeah, you know.
What, the Germans?
Yeah.
The Germans are very smart.
Who told the joke when they, God, I can't remember what it was. Yeah, go down there and, you know, Heil, you know, whatever. Well, and
don't do that.
No, I'm not doing it. And you go, the joke was something along the lines of go yell Heil and watch what happens at NASA. Because we stole all their scientists.
Yeah, but I think they were happy to leave Germany because of what was going on.
Well, no. Some of them got some pardons.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know there are black bears in Florida? Mm. I was corrected by that.
Yeah, no, there are black bears there. In there. Yeah.
Black bears in Florida.
No, I was saying like
it's the only type of bear found east of the Mississippi. Yeah. The Mississippi.
Even in the north?
It's kind of like a
marmalade. In the south.
In the south.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That
east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, because say up north.
Because that's what we get up here is the black bears, yes?
Yeah, there was a...
I don't know. Google AI says only bear species found east of the Mississippi River.
That can't be true because you have Maine. And there
what
are,
kind of bears
well, are
there
are
in
they
Maine?
Saying that that species is found only east of the Mississippi?
That's probably what it is.
Maybe. Are there brown bears in Maine?
I almost guarantee there is.
No, there are no brown bears in Maine. Suck it, loser.
No way.
They are only found in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and northwestern Washington.
There's got to be a big bear in Maine. Big bear chase.
That bear is a black bear. No, it's a grizzly.
It's a grizzly. The bald-butted bear.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it takes a little off the top.
Dude, I saw that movie when I was like 8 years
and
old.
You thought it was
Let's
the greatest
talk about
thing
not
ever.
Appropriate for an 8-year-old.
Oh, God, you're kidding me.
Why did she go sit on a spin cycle?
And she's like shaking it.
The funny thing is, the jet boat that they have in there, mm-hmm. that was almost the exact same boat that we had growing up. The jet boat, yeah, with the over the transom exhaust. Yeah.
Nobody said
I
my
love
parents
that movie.
Were.
For anybody listening who doesn't know what we're talking about, it's The Great Outdoors.
Great Outdoors.
John Candy, Dan Aykroyd.
John Candy plays the straight man.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's fantastic.
I mean, launching the boat and just literally throwing it on the dock.
It's so good.
I've seen people do that before, and you feel bad, but it's never not funny.
No,
it's never not funny.
My parents were not the most responsible when it came to me watching movies. We probably watched Pulp Fiction the night before. You know, I remember seeing that movie very young.
Mine was the neighbors down the street when they would babysit. They put on Child's Play when I was like it came out when I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
buddy. I was afraid of those dolls until I was like 13.
I think my first foray into the complete inappropriateness was, hiding in the back of the family room while my parents watched Porky's.
I don't know why you said Porky's, and I was thinking Police Academy, and I was like, oh, that's fine. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no. Yeah, I think I saw Animal House at a young age, too, and there's like boobs in there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we come back. Third hour, you guys have been asking about it, and we kind of teased it to just make you stick around till the third hour.
Oops.
But coming up next, babes, shush, babes, let's get into some basketball side of this Damian Lillard situation. I want to also take a moment, look ahead at the 2026 free agent class, what this team could look like when Dame does come back, because I think we all know what this team looks like coming in to next year. Loaded third hour. Don't go anywhere. That's Danny Morang. I'm Patrick Harris. That's Rusty on the ones and twos. This is Harrison Morang, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.